Now, Gemara, we have a member in the name of Rava. Amar Rava hasach sicha schulin over be'asei. If one engages in discussions other than Torah, he's over an asei shenemar v'dibar tabam. You meant to speak strictly in words of Torah, bam v'le b'dvar macher, in exclusion of everything else. Rava Acha bar Yaakov Amar over be'lav. There's even a lav involved. Shenemar kol ha'dvarim yigeim, all these unnecessary words, lo yuchal ish ledaber, one is not meant to engage in. That sounds pretty severe. So just for starters, we have the Yavetz who says that although the Gemara is presenting it as a say and a lesa say, but you meant to know that it's not in a Torah. This is din the Rabbanon, and the psukim presented in the Gemara are merely used as a support, as an asmachta for this concept, which is only mid-Rabbanon. Now, actually, the Magen Avraham brings this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Chelek Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Vav, but he presented as follows. It's not just referring to any type of talk other than Torah. He says, referring specifically to Divrei Gnai, inappropriate talk, frivolous conversation, and this, in fact, is in line with the Rashi that we have here, Divrei Maschav Loi B'Dvar Machirim, who says, referring to idle chatter, frivolous talk, Sicha Sayiladim V'Kalas Reish. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Ches has a tshuva where he elaborates on this concept. It seems from the simple wording in the Gemara that any discussion, any activity other than Torah entails an avera. Aver ba'asei, because he's not talking, he's not involving himself in divrei Torah. How could that be? So he says that in fact, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we do find many levels. Now, it's interesting that the same discussion was presented by Rabbi Simcha Dvinsk in Sefer Ur Sameach, the beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah Rama. They both pretty much say the same thing. When it comes to Talmud Torah, we find something unique. There are many, many levels of Torah. We have a minimum. Gemara tells us that at a minimum, a person must have something at night and day. And in fact, it can be yaitzeh just by reading Krishna. He's already yaitzeh that chiyuv at a minimum. It's a very low threshold. But higher than that, which is ideal, is to be kavei itim at least twice a day. Yaimam v'layla. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that they call a person in, lasad lavoi, and the first thing they ask him is, kavata itim l'toyra? Did you set aside, did you establish set, predetermined times for learning Torah? And the Gemara uses the lashon rab and kavata itim, explains the marsha, one at night, one by day. V'gisa b'yamim v'layla. That's the next level, to be kavei itim l'toyra, and take it seriously. Of course, as Ramosha, sky's the limit. In fact, the Rambam explains, if a person desires to be zeich and kesa Torah, go higher and higher, delve more and more into Torah, learn as much as you could. So when it comes to Torah, it's something interesting and unique, which we don't find by other mitzvahs, which are absolute and standard for all. Torah is personal, depends on a person's desire and his ratzon to grow and rise in malas ha-Torah. We have the minimum, which is a comment upon all, which is krishma shachas arvis, or better yet, to be kaveit in la-Torah. But then, of course, you can rise higher and higher. It says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Chiddush, the Torah does not hold it against a person if he chooses to go with the bare minimum. Well, of course, as Rav Moshe, while he's engaged in earning livelihood, parnasa for himself, or for his family, he's mechuyev to do that. He may not learn at that time. He has a responsibility. He has to support himself and his family. He says it's asr l'umot Torah at that time. But suppose he has enough to put bread on the table. Says Rav Moshe, if a person chooses to stop there, fine. But if he chooses to go further, to gain wealth, etc., etc., to live a luxurious lifestyle even, he can do that. That's personal. Every person can choose the lifestyle that's suitable for him, that he's pulled to, that he's attracted to. A person can engage more in learning, less in learning, and he's okay. It's all within the framework and context of the allowable parameters of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, he says a person can enjoy life, he can have hanois, go on vacation, etc. It's personal, according to each person, according to his needs and desires. It's not considered bitul Torah. What then is bitul Torah? Says Rav Moshe based on Al Gemara. It's sicha, gnai, unnecessary activities, just passing time for no reason, things that have no value, no purpose, that's considered bittul Torah. That's a chiddush. This is for anybody. This applies to any person, whether he's engaged in a keser Torah or these persons kaveitim Torah and anybody in between. You must engage, says Ramosha, in activities that have meaning, that have value, that have purpose. It could be earning money. It could be relaxing. It could be spending time with family, social. It has to have some sort of value, purpose, rather than just idling away and passing time. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim, you know, he has a whole list of, he may compile a comprehensive list of all the averis a person can be over during Lashon Hara. All the asay that he's over, all the mitzvahs lois asay, all the arurin. And when it comes to the list of mitzvahs asay that a person neglects when he engages in Lashon Hara, listen to this, is bittul Torah. Because at that point in time when he's speaking Lashon Hara, he could have spoken words of Torah. He could be mouth of Torah. And interesting, the Chafetz Chaim mentions the Al-Gemar, but he says, I don't want to go there because Al-Gemar perhaps is only an asmachta. Right? This fits with the Riyakiv Emden. Not necessarily is this a mitzvah same not Torah. So he chooses to take the standard route. There's a mitzvah of Vishnantu Vanecha, mitzvah Talmud Torah. And he says when a person speaks Lashon Hara, instead of learning at that point, he's been mouth of Torah. He could have learned Torah instead of saying those words. And the Chafetz Chaim, in fact, says, the reason why it's considered bittul Torah is because it's frivolous. And this is in line with the Magen Avraham. A davar shel gnai, something inappropriate, certain lashon hara, fits that bill. That's true bittul Torah. So again, there's a minimum threshold of how much a person has to learn. Perek echad shachars, perek echad arvis, v'gisa b'yam v'layla, k'viyas itim l'Torah. But then a person could choose to add and to add to add to his heart's content until he can reach the madrega of keser Torah. Every person, according to his neshama, according to a person's nature, what he feels is right for him and is him. But according to all, whether it's the Chafetz Chaim, or Moshe, or the Ur Samech, this is a standard procedure for all. That if it's something that has no value, it's meaningless, it's valueless, it's just sichas ha'ilodim, v'kalas roish, there's no justification for that. It's plain bittul Torah. Rather, a person should choose to take out a sefer. And the kind of great mitzvah say of Talmud Torah.